International Bible Studies Lesson for April 20th, Christ is Risen. Key Verse. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Matthew 28, verse 9. Selected Scripture, Matthew 28, verse 1 through 10. Following the crucifixion of Christ Jesus, and at the end of the Jewish Sabbath, Mary Magdalene, and some of the other women who had followed him during his earthly ministry, arrived at his tomb early in the morning of the first day of the new week. They had come to anoint his body with aromatic spices as a symbol of their devotion to the Master. Matthew 28, verse 1. Prior to their arrival, there was an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord rolled away the heavy stone that sealed the tomb, and the women were perplexed. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Verses 5 through 8. Our key verse indicates that as the women rushed to bring this most joyful announcement to his disciples, the risen Lord appeared in their midst. He greeted them in a body specially prepared for the occasion, and they worshipped him with reverence and delight. The doctrine of Christ's resurrection is fundamental to the hope and faith of every human who has ever lived. Divine foreknowledge has planned an opportunity for the recovery of the entire human family from death. This will include all of mankind's loved ones of every nation, each of whom have been plunged into the condition of sin and death as a result of Adam's disobedience in Eden. By the offense of one Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans 5, verse 18. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, we read, If Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 through 15. During this season, many Christian people from around the world come together to celebrate our Lord's resurrection. Jesus instructed his disciples and faithful followers to commemorate his death on its anniversary date. They are to do this in memory of him after sundown on Nisan 14th, which is the first month of the Jewish religious year, and is in compliance with their reckoning according to the Hebrew calendar. The faithful members of Jesus' bride will share with him in the great work of his future messianic kingdom. Thus, the human family will also come to know Jesus and the value of his ransom sacrifice. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 and 6. What a glorious outlook for a world that needs peace, an end of suffering, and a glorious righteous government.